I have with me Rabbi Galperin.
Good morning, Ilan. How are you?
Good morning, Rabbi. Chag Sameach.
Thank you. You too.
Happy Purim.
Yeah.
So,
we know that it's a special day today, which is the day of Purim. Last night, today was Purim, so it's a extremely special day, and I'm, you know, just running the last things that has to be done before Purim. So just something short in regards with the story of Purim. You know, many times we see that the story of Purim is not like a lot of the other stories that we see in you know, Passover, Hanukkah, where we saw the miracles that were revealed. You know, we saw God's hand splitting of the sea. We saw all these types of things. But now, in the story of Hanukkah, in the story of Purim, we just, okay, Mordechai, Esther, they did what they were supposed to do. And if you go and look, even the name of God is not even in the...
It's not mentioned even once.
Yeah, it's not even mentioned even once. Do you think, really? Wow. So what happened with all the things that was going on? So it's very interesting to note that a lot of times that there are times that we see miracles and times that we don't necessarily see miracles, but they are there. What I mean to say is so many times in life we don't know what there is. You know, is this really God, what he's doing, what he's saying? Is he the one really doing it? I think I'm the one really doing it. It might not necessarily be him. And ultimately, at the end of the day, no. Everything that is done is God who is doing it. And it's up to us to be able to decide what are we going to do in regard to, are we going to accept it that this is me doing it through God, but also God is there behind me. What I mean to say is that, let's go and look exactly at the story of Purim. What happened? The first thing that they did was they gathered all the Jews. They said, we need to do something. They fasted, they prayed, they did everything that they were supposed to do. Only after that, because they first went to the King of Kings, only after that, what happened? Then Esther went to the king and said, no, this is the problem, Achashverosh, and so on and so forth. So they first included God in it. After that, they went there and did what they were supposed to do. That, I think, is something that is such an important lesson that we can think in our lives. So many times, things are going, challenges, we don't know what's going on, but there is that miracle that is there. Sometimes it's hidden, sometimes it's revealed. It's up to us to be able to bring it out and make sure that what we're doing, this is what God wants us to do. He's allowing, he's giving us the tool. He allows us to make a lot of money. He's giving us that tool now to give charity. He gives us the tool to help other people. Interesting is we have the four mitzvahs that we're, the four commandments that we're supposed to do today, which is the story of hearing the Megillah.
Yeah.
Giving money to poor people, to individual poor people, giving a food parcel one to the other, and eating a meal, like a big festive meal. So we have an amazing crowd. We have over 100 people that have RSVP'd already for the big annual Purim community party at the JCC. Not too late. If there's someone that still wants to come, please let us know. We have to let the caterer know, so in the next few hours it will be a little bit too late. Which is all happening. We have Megillah reading at 5:00, followed by the party at 5:30 with an amazing entertainer. There's overflow parking at AM 800 lot. So it's going to be an amazing event. It's going to be an amazing community gathering. And this is one of the things. Purim is a day of joy. So go, stay l'chaim, spend some time with the family, come out into the community, and do what we need to do to be able to celebrate the story and the energy of Purim. I'm sorry we're going a little bit short. I actually have to run now to the JCC to go. Instead, we have volunteers setting it up for the event tonight. So I want to wish you, Ilana, a Chag Sameach, a happy Purim, Again, one thing I forgot is any kid that come dressed up tonight will get a prize. Every single kid.
What about adults?
Adults, too, will give you a special prize.
That's good.
Maybe a L'chaim.
Sounds good. I'll go with that.
Yeah.
So I wish you happy Purim, too. And I hope to see you tonight at the Jewish Community Center.
Yes. Beautiful. Thank you.
5:00.
Yes.
That's it.
Okay. See you.
Thank you.
Thank you.